is already in progress. Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Oh. bless God. He's worthy to be blessed. We need to always acknowledge him in everything that we do. We need to acknowledge, put him first in our life, and look not on the things of ourselves, but on the things of others, according to Scripture. And God going to be pleased with us, because he's called and sanctified us and sent us out among men, among women, to go and tell the good news. And he told us to tell everybody. Don't skip over nobody. If we can't do that, we got the wrong job. I thank God today for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, all the lay people, because we all have a part in kingdom building. Every one of us in here is very important. Don't ever think that you're not important in the body of Christ, because we all govern by the same Holy Spirit. And the Spirit speaks to me and speaks to you as well. And we got to keep that in mind. Because I stand here behind this podium, it don't make me no better than anybody in here. I'm just a messenger for God. And he told me how I need to care of and conduct myself in order to teach the people the things of God. Today we're going to look at the duties of a minister. See, we always get up here and preach to you and tell you how to live, tell you what you got to do. And then the Bible say when one is taught, he needs to be taught by other folks as well. And we as Christians, as believers in Christ Jesus, we need to understand God's way of doing things and how he conduct himself, how I conduct myself in the public, in the church, wherever I go. He gave me some foundational things that I must conduct myself in. If not, then I'm not what he called me to be. And that goes for every minister that has been called and sanctified by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about it, because a lot of time we as the preachers get up and preach, and they condemn people. What's the word supposed to do, the condemnation? Not you. You just teach the word, and they'll condemn. The word going to reach out and condemn whoever it condemned. And they're going to edify whoever it edify. See, the word, the scripture do two things. It justify, and it didn't. Then what it to come back and do, it mortified the things that we got to be doing, things that we're not doing, things that we are doing, things that we need to do. It bring it to a light, and everybody going to see it. But you have to know it. We have to know our duties, y'all. That's one of the things that God wants us to know. He wants us to understand his word. And then when we understand his word, he wants us to walk thereby. If we don't walk thereby, then we're not of God. And we don't know God. From the scripture today, we're going to 1 Timothy 3rd chapter 1 through 7. We're going to talk to you about that today. And I want you to pay close attention, because I get up here all the time and be teaching you, and then I need to have a life that speak what the word speak to the T. And there's no condemnation in me if I stay with the will of God. The word say, this is a true saying. If a man desired the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, and apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, not greedy or fearful lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that rule well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man knoweth not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. And finally, moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snares of the devil. You may be seated. And I got a question. It's for me, not nobody else. Do I qualify to be a bishop? Do I qualify? Every preacher, teacher that been called of God, the Bible tell me first I got to examine my own self. And I examine myself and I ask myself, do I qualify? If I don't qualify, I need to sit down. God gives us the qualification here. And we got to go by the qualification that he gives. He says to me, it's a true thing now. If you desire to be a bishop, you desire a good thing. You desire a good thing. God called us and sanctified, keep us and strengthen us and preserve us for the work of his ministry. He tell us to go into all the world and preach and teach. Tell men to observe all things whatsoever he command us. And he say, lo, he going to be with us. Always, even when, till the end. In other words, sometime we're going to be talked against. Preach it anyway. Sometime you're going to be justified. Sometime you're going to be condemned by the word of God. But all you have to do is get up. Ask God to forgive you. Take off again. And don't be wishy-washy with the word. Just go straight forward with the word. He said, you desire a good work. If you want to be a bishop, you do good. Here's a lot of us. I used to want to be a pro ball player. But I didn't qualify. Because I'm still here today. And I'm with you today. And maybe I have a better job now than being a ball player. But I believe in my heart. Whatever a man put himself to do, he can do it because the Lord said he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. And we need to stay and labor in the word and the doctrine of Christ in order to please God. He says a good work want to be. You know, there's a lot of people want to run something, but they ain't qualified. It's a lot of people want to do it, many things, but they're not qualified. Who qualifies us? God. No man qualify you. He don't have the power to qualify you. You got to be qualified from heaven. If you ain't qualified from heaven, you're not. And you really don't exist. And the Bible goes on to outline the story. He said, a bishop then must be what? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I looked up the word blameless. No fault found in you. Strictness of speech. No fault found in you and strictness of speech. What do you mean by that? You got to have a good report everywhere. Good report. Can't see nothing in you that's not of God, that's not of God. And it says strictness of speech. I know the truth, and the truth is in this book. But you know what? God gave me the wisdom to know how to put it out. I just don't come up and say some quote of scripture to you and you don't even understand the scripture. I got to let you understand what the word of God's saying that you can catch on and you ain't going to go against me because I'm going to put it in the way that God wanted to be put. He said, bishop must be blameless. Lord have mercy. This next phrase there, the husband of one wife and two women. Did it say that? He said, husband of what?
One wife.
You know, I listen to people all the time in the church, and they say the first lady. I asked the preacher one time in open, I said, where the second lady at? The wife don't play there. Neither do God play there. He say the husband or one wife. And God mean that. That's where your qualifications come in. And you say vigilant. That's under self-control. Self-control. I don't care how you react with me, I'm going to stay the same. You ain't going to get me all riled up. I'm going to stay the same. I am the leader. I am the one that God put in charge. You ain't going to rile me up. I've been through that before. I've been through where people would get me in my car to get hot. And I want to just bust their head open. But God had to calm me down and teach me the way he do things. Jesus was upset with the ways of the world when he came here. He said, come, and he found nobody right. Not even one person. But he was cool. He didn't come here condemning nobody. He come here that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He said when he came, none of us can brag and boast about nothing at no time. He said when he came, wasn't even one person right. Not even one person was right on this earth. But through his death, burial, and resurrection, our confession and believe that he's the Christ, we was made and been reconciled back to the Father where we start believing in him. And he went on to say, sober. God help us. Sober meaning a sound mind. Self-control. And always render the things that come from God the way God say do it. And we're going to be all right with God. See, I can't please everybody in the building here. All you're going to have different opinion, different idea. That's why I always say this. Keep opinions out the church. Just go on what God say in the church. I don't need your opinion. You don't need my opinion. You need the word of God, which is going to save you and take you all the way to heaven. That's all you need. Opinion them tearing churches up all over the nation. Because we want to be here. I got a right to say something. You ain't got no right to say nothing. If you ain't told to get up, you stay down. That's the way God handles the business. God calls you up. You get up. He tell you to do, you do. If he don't tell you to do, keep sit down until he call you. The Bible said, and good behavior. God help us. I shouldn't look like an outcast. I shouldn't know how to address people, how to talk to people, how to meet people, how to greet people. I ought to know that I'm being the leader in the church. I ought to know. You ain't got no business round my feathers up. I'm supposed to be sound mind. I'm supposed to love Jesus enough that I know when the devil is approaching me and I'm going to be at ease. You know, I've seen it in the church myself with my own eyes where preachers start cussing in the church because somebody made them mad. Let me tell you something. The Spirit wasn't with them then. I don't care what you say to me. I must keep my composure. You can't break me. I've been trained not to be broken. I was trained by God, not man. Because man tell me if he hit you, you hit him back. That's the way man think. That's the way the flesh think. But God said, hold your peace. I'll fight your battle. We got to be trained. We got to do it like God said, do it. Then we're going to be the servants that God say. My behavior got to be good with everybody, to the saved and to the lost. How can I win people when I got a bad attitude? How can I win somebody when I'm talking about them, deriding them? You can't do it. You hit me side of my head, I ain't going to come to you. I'm going with somebody care and show compassion for me. The Bible goes on to say, given to hospitality. I got to know how to greet somebody. Anybody come in this church, I got to know how to talk to them, make them feel welcome, make them feel like they're a king, make them feel like they're a queen, make them feel like they're high exalted in the midst of all of us. You got to do that. If pastors don't do that, he ain't God. We today got to get off, pastors especially, off that high ladder, get down to where your people at. Bring your people up with you. They got to come with you. You can't get up on a high pedestal and leave them behind. You can't know everything and make them look like they dumb all the time. You got to bring them, got to fellowship with them all the time. You got to show them that you love them and got to have compassion for them. And then he say, after showing hospitality, you got to know how to teach people. You got to know how to teach them. You got to teach people by talking to them, letting them talk back to you, observing the things of God, the experience that you went through. You got to go through all that. Let them know that they ain't too bad to come to Christ. You got to let them know that whatever you want to do, you can accomplish that through Jesus Christ. We have to let people know that. Pastors, leaders, you have to let people know their range. And here's another thing here, and I know I'd get jumped on for this. Not giving to wine. A preacher ain't got no business sipping, drinking. Y'all hear me? This is what the book say now. I'm going by the book. I'm going by what the Lord say. Preacher ain't got no business drinking. Well, Reb, you know how it is. It's a different time, though. God don't change. He the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He going to stay the same. The Bible say not given to wine. It said not a striker, huh? God help me. It's quick to get in the argument. You ain't going to make me get in no argument. Y'all, you ain't got enough sense. I'm just talking openly now. Y'all ain't got enough sense to get me in no argument. Because I know from Jump Street, if you're trying to pull something up, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to sit back and be quiet. But just like Jesus when he went to the cross, I ain't going to say nothing. You ain't going to get nothing out of me. I'm going to show my glory, God's glory through my life. If we in the church, I experienced this in the church. Two preachers in the battle. In the church. Both of them Holy Ghost filled, whatever they say. And they was finna fight in the church. I'm talking about what I seen with my own eye. And I said, I'm a young preacher, and they setting a bad example for me. I'd be up in the church fighting with somebody that don't like me, I'd be jumping on them. That ain't my job. My job is to be humble and submissive to the will of God. Jesus went through everything and never said a mumbling word according to the Bible. And we want to be leaders, but we got to do it like we got to follow instruction of the man that never did no wrong, never sinned, never did anything wrong, but just loved everybody in spite of what the condition was, he still loved them. Oh, God, we're getting rough here now. Greedy of fear to Luke. Oh, God. Can I say money? We buy them now. $1 a preacher. $1 a preacher. Now, we just buy them out. If they don't follow me, I put some money in their hand. They're going to do just what I tell them. God instructed you what to do and what to say. You do that. And the Bible tell me, say, the church going to take care of you. Going to provide for you. Now, we didn't put a price tag on the church. I'm talking reality now. Well, I'll pastor you if you give me so much money. I ain't seen that nowhere in the Bible. But the book say you're supposed to take care of the pastor. And can I give you a little rundown on it? His automobile, you take care of. His house, you take care of. Huh? his expenses, you take care of the church. Take care. That's the duties of the church. But you don't need to go around begging, putting price tags on nobody. Let the church do what it's supposed to do. And teach them what to do, and they'll come up to in compliance to what to do, because God said it. See, I can go up there and tell you I need $4,000 a month. Did the scripture say that? So they don't have to pay me no $4,000 a month. Just give me whatever the church want to give me. If it's $50 and I ain't preaching for money, give me $50 and let me go on about my business. You showing me you appreciate me when you give me a dollar. But we got price tags now. You ain't going to get me under $4,000 a month. God help us. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I be around preachers and pastors all the time, and I know what in compliance what they do and what they say. You come on giving a preacher $10,000 a year. He got to cuss you out. I ain't preaching. My time, my clothes, and all that expensive. Well, I'm going to tell you, with me, as a pastor of this church, I take care of my own clothes, my own bills. Yes. I don't ask nobody to pay no bill for me. I don't borrow nothing from the church. I give to the church all the time. I'm looking out for the welfare of the church all the time. I don't want to have to run to the church and ask the church to do this, that, and other for me that make me feel that the 24th number of the Psalms, the earth is the Lord and the fullness of the earth, that means I ain't following God. We got to do it like God say, or we going to run out of time. Bible say, guilty, future, lucre. Y'all know what that is, huh? Money. You're being quiet. That's good. That's good. Money. You're preaching for money. That's wrong. You preach for God. Money will come. Darrell, Louisiana got a pastor, and his title is Money Coming. This Thomas, ain't it? Yeah, money coming. He preached that. And money coming, he justified, because when he be preaching, the members just run up there and throw money all at his feet. And he preached, he really get down in and out, money coming. and he a gospel preacher. He preached it true. But we have these schisms with us all the time. And I don't get involved in them schisms. Whatever God tell me to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it like God say do it. Because when he come back, I'm going to have to give an account of my stewardship when I was yet here on this earth. And see, but I got to be patient with people. I got to be patient with people. I got to consider their ways. That's like a wife. I'm going to tell you, somebody going to get on me, but that's all right. I'm grown enough to take it now. When a man, a preacher, got a wife, and he's the pastor of the church, his wife can help him out. She got much sense as he got. She can suggest things to him, long as she stay in subjection to him. She can suggest things. Sometimes the wife is smarter than the preacher. Sometimes the wife know more than the preacher know about God's gospel. So he shouldn't be headlong and headstrong where he can't listen at her. They become one person, and when they marry, they become one person. And how in the world are you going to get anywhere when you think you all in all this? If you can't stand to be taught, you ain't. We got to condescend to a low estate, and we got to follow the ways of God. I don't care who she is or who he is. If they're telling you the truth, accept it. Accept it. Just stop putting yourself up on a pedestal like you it. Have patience with people. Sometimes people don't know what you know. And you got to have patience to learn. You want them to learn what you know. I'm honest and frank here. I want every preacher to know more than me. I live better than him. I can walk better than him. I can talk better than him. When he know more than me, he going to stay in compliance to what the Word of God say and going to make my job easy. But when you don't know something, it puts a heavy burden on the pastor in case you didn't know it. And he went on to say, a brawler, God help me. That's not giving the strong drinks, not fussing. You got to be patient with people. You got to treat people like you want to be treated. You got to understand the spirit of the people. You got to teach them to be able to govern themselves. And the Bible goes on to say a covetous. Oh, Lord Jesus, covetous. There's a lot of that on earth. It's greed or burning desire to have what somebody else got. Lord, help me, Jesus. I didn't work for it, but I want it. I see him got it, I want it. Yeah, that's the devil's work. He got this, that, and other, now I want it. Work for what you want. Labor in the word and in the doctrine of Christ, and God will give you what you want. But what you got to do, you got to labor. You got to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And you got to be proud, not boastful, that God bless you to have this, bless you to have that. You got to always give him thanks. I don't care where you are, just give him thanks. I don't care who you're around, just give him thanks. He wants the praises of the saints. You got to just do that for God. Lord, help us, Jesus. And we're getting hard now. We're getting a little harder and harder. He said, one that rules what? Let me put my glasses on. One that rules well his own what? Lord, help me, Jesus. Ruling means oversee or take the sight of or the humble submission. And I'm not bragging. In my life on this earth, in my children, I ain't never had them to get up in my face, talk crazy to me, try to show me what wasn't. They all come in compliance to the wife and I taught them. That's all I can say. I can't brag on none of them. But I can say this. I never had no trouble out of them. And I prayed all the time that God would not let me have trouble out of them. And I don't care what people say. I mean, I got jumped on one time because I say, well, I sent all my children to school. Who you think you are? That's the word I got. I said, nobody. I'm just sending them to school. I didn't go. I put them in school. I didn't go. Boy, they jumped all over me. And I didn't know why. Because I said I sent them to school. But we're going to have all that. And we got to just stay steadfast, unmovable with God's program. He said, rule your house well. Have the children in subjection with all gravity. That's an honor to say, y'all. I'm telling you, it's easy to say out the mouth, but that's a heavy load. That's a heavy load. Having your whole house in subjection. That means under your supervision. Everything coming under your supervision and all is at rest. All is good. All is well. That's what you're saying in Christ. So then, when you're in that shape, you please the Lord. I once was lost. Y'all ever heard that before? But now I'm found. I was blind. Now I see. And what are you saying, Smith? I hadn't always been where I am now. I had to grow into this. I had to start understanding. I had to observe people. and see how people live. And just because you live in Ragley, it's my job to come to you and talk to you in a very professional way. Not to come cutting your throat, cutting you down, but getting you where you can think well of yourself and you can get out that plot and go and live like God wants you to live. He said he wished that none of us perish. God said a house divided among itself, what? Cannot stand. We got to keep that in mind. Whenever we govern people, it's people in the choir singing well. Oh, she thinks she's something. Well, she is something. She is something. She is something. We need to cut that foolishness out. She's very special with God. She's singing from the depths of her heart for the Lord. And you need to be putting fire under her, not on her, but under her. To lift her up more, that she can sing more and give God more glory and more praise. This is what he wants from all of us. We don't want no cutting down stuff. We need to stop that foolishness in the church. For if a man knoweth not how to rule his own house, Lord have mercy. The Bible says, how shall he take care of the church of God? Lord have mercy. You got 400 different attitudes in the church, and you can't take care of your house. How are you going to take care of 400? See, that's why God say he chooses us as he see fit and give us what we need, not what we want. Because if he give us what we want, we'd be all crazy. All us being here crazy because we want too much. He fulfilled our need, not our want. The Bible goes on to say, and it is biblical, he say, not a novice. Not a novice. Lord, what is a novice? Unexperienced, a recent Christian convert. Inexperienced. When you take off on this journey, that's the way I was. I used to be a novice. I studied the Word of God, and I got in the book, and I was just, everything I was, Hugh 20, my pastor told me, say, son, say, you can't teach the whole Bible in one day. He told me that, you can't teach the whole Bible in one day. I was using 20 scriptures. I looked at it a while back, my old thing. I was using 20 scripture references. I was telling the truth, but I was trying to feed the church too much at one time. And I said, Lord, help me, Jesus. And first, when he told me that, I got a little warm under the collar. I thought he was trying to hold me back, but he was giving me wisdom. He was giving me wisdom. You can't build a house in 1 week. You got to think it over. Look at yourself. The Bible says, examine yourself. How you want to be treated. How you treat others is the way you want to be treated. Not a novice being lifted up. The Bible says, lifted up in pride, and you fall in condemnation of the devil. See, we can run and don't think about you got a long race to run. We take off fast, fast. And in a half a mile, you're out of breath. And you can't go no further. You got to set your pace. Set your pace and run smooth. Take your time. We had a guy that go to this church. When I was in school, he run a mile relay. And he was the best in the state all the time that I was in school. Even when I out of school, he hold the state record in the mile. And what he did, he always just lagged around for about 3 rounds. And the last round, he took off and just took the whole field. I'm talking about Wilbert Hayes, late Wilbert Hayes. That's who he was. I used to say, boy, what kind of wind you got in you? Yeah, but he knew and understood his job. And when you understand your job, you're going to survive. And you're going to go according to what God wants you to do. And we're coming to a close now. He said, moreover, Talking about the pastor now. He must have a what, good report of them outside of this church, them inside this church. The report ought to be good. You oughtn't have anybody outside of this church saying, you know, Smith ain't no good. That should never be brought up. I'm supposed to live a life that the ones that say I ain't no good, I bring them to a shame without talking to them. My life ought to be there. Good report. Good report, he say. Outside and inside. Lest he fall into what? Reproach? Or the snare of the devil. And we're going to close by reading another scripture from 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, and maybe 2. And the scripture says this, I charge thee, therefore, before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing, and his kingdom. Listen what it says. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. When you do it like God say do it, you're doing it right. And there is now no condemnation in those that's following Christ Jesus. For we all of us, is led by the Spirit of God. And we're the children of God. We heirs and joint heirs together with the Lord. Now that's what the book says. I'm going by the book. We are the royalty of God. We are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. And they went on to say, you're a peculiar person. That's amazing to me. God bragging on us, telling us how great we are, how good we are, and we cutting each other down. Jesus, he's everything. But we cutting each other down. We cutting each other's throat. He ain't good as me. I've been in the church 40 years. Now he come up with this. Don't worry about the time you've been. Worry about where you are now. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And he gonna deliver you. There may be some.
Listen, children, and listen well to this story that I'm about to tell of a family that's been around a long time, playing with hearts and messing with minds. You see, they don't care who they hurt. All they want from you is a reaction. You see, that's how these people get their satisfaction. They're in our schools, on our jobs, sometimes even in our homes. But these days, they're in our church. Now, y'all know that's wrong. You see, if you don't hold on to God's unchanging hand, these folks will make you forget about the promised land. You see, they'll clog your mind with all kinds of dirt. They'll have you thinking that you need to leave your church. Now, I think it's time to meet these folks. Like the children say, they ain't nothing but some haters. You see, they're a family right here in the church with us, better known as the Taters. So, okay, folks, without any further ado, let me introduce you to the head of the Tater crew, Dick Tater. You see, old Dick is tricky. All he wants is to tell you what to do. And if you don't listen to him, he don't want to have nothing to do with you. Do what I say. Walk this way. Y'all better listen to what the Spirit told me to say. You see, Dick Tater puts himself out on a limb. Because if you let him tell it, the Spirit only talks to him. I looked around one day and said, where's my pastor? You mean God gave him this church and he ain't hearing from the master? I told Dick Tater to sit down and shut up. I heard enough of your talk. That's when I grabbed my bag and I started to walk. You see, I didn't get far, just a step or two. And there she was, the mother of the crew, Agitator. pointing and smiling, rolling her eyes, sliding beside you and whispering as she passed by, holding her head or sometimes a slight cough, making mess to keep your spirit throwed off. Every time you think you want to pray, here come agitator, bringing mess your way. Child, you know this, you heard that, what pastor's saying ain't right. You want to hear some good preaching? You watch TV tonight. I said, go sit down, agitator. You ain't stopping me. I'm getting out of here. I'm trying to flee. I made two more steps. And what do you know? Guess who was standing in the middle of the floor? Spectator. Speck said, well, well, well. Look at here, look at here. Child, I've been standing here watching everything that's been going on. If it even looks like someone is going to ask me to help, I get up and I go home. I hear all the fussing, but don't worry about me. I sure ain't gonna do nothing. All I do is watch. I ain't doing no work. Let somebody else help build the body of the church. I made two more steps, and guess who I saw? The grand champion, the coup de grace, commentator.